The plan for a large-scale graphite mine on the Seward Peninsula is moving slowly forward. Vancouver-based mining company Graphite One Resources held another round of meetings with residents of Breving Mission Teller and Mary Zigloo this week to review plans and begin planting the seeds for a subsistence advisory council for the mine. For several years, the company has been conducting exploratory drilling near Imaruk Basin, north of the Kigluwik Mountains. Graphite One Executive Chairman Doug Smith says the news is good for the graphite, with estimates now saying as much as 6% of the rock is the resource they want.
Basically, you take 18 million tons and 6% of that is graphite, so we have over a million tons of graphite within the deposit, and so that's what we'd be ultimately mining.
But whether the deposit is economical won't be known until this fall when the preliminary economic assessment is released. Graphite naturally occurs in crystalline flakes of varying sizes, which operations manager David Henbury says can be used for different end products.
The fine particles are, say, used for lubricants, for locksmiths and stuff like that, whereas the coarse flakes are used for making batteries and other higher-end products.
Metallurgy studies done this past winter will continue, and Henbury says things are looking good.
There's some actually exciting things about the graphite here in Graphite Creek, which is could be unique, and we need to do more study to look at those properties and how they would affect our end product and the economics of the deposit.
But as previously murky details about the deposit's value become clearer, so do communities' concerns. Joy Huntington, a consultant to Graphite One, says the company is bringing on Walter Sampson to advise the team on community engagement. Sampson has over 40 years of experience with NANA, serving as the liaison to the Red Dog Mine Subsistence Committee.
They come together and really, you know, visit the site if there's a concern. They're very active and involved. And so that's something that we have from the beginning wanted to model after. If there's best practices around the state for effective, you know, involvement of communities, then we don't need to necessarily reinvent the wheel.
Huntington says they've started the nomination process by collecting names from tribal corporations, traditional councils, city councils, and elders in Teller, Breving, and Mary Zigloo. Cora Oblowalik is the Mary Zigloo tribal coordinator. She met with Graphite One representatives in Teller this week, but she says it felt like a repeat of the meetings last fall.
I don't feel like they're hearing the concerns. You know, they're telling us they are. They came with their PowerPoint and they said, this is what you said last time we were here, and we remember what you said, but they still couldn't answer our question.
Frustrating residents further, Oblowalik says only about half of the people were given a chance to speak.
And we told them, we can sit here all night and we can tell you all of our concerns and how it's going to impact the people of Teller, Mary Zigloo, Nome, and Breving Mission if they just allowed us the time to have, you know, with them instead of coming into our village and saying, we need to leave by this time. What are your concerns?
With this track record, Oblowalik says she's skeptical that the Subsistence Advisory Council will have much of a voice in the project. For Kuwerik Subsistence Director Brandon Namasek, he says it's good to create an advisory board, but that board, he says, needs to have the power to halt mining activity if something goes wrong. He's already heard concerns from residents that helicopter activity has driven birds from the area, and subsistence users have not been able to get as many eggs as they have in the past. If the mine does move forward, Amasek says, he acknowledges that a great deal of money will be generated.
But again, it's at what cost? Myself, I mean, there's no amount of money, you know, that can ever replace that. Once it's gone, it's gone.
Mary Zigloo, Teller, and Breving residents will wait for more information from Graphite One as the mining company continues its environmental assessments. They've hired an environmental coordinator who will join the team on site this summer to meet with subsistence groups and give updates on permitting.